Hello, 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 hello. I've got quite a treat here. I've got not a proper job beer, but by the St. Austell Brewery, born in Cornwall, I've got a big job, right? So big job is the Big Brother Double IPA, smooth and citrusy, of proper job. And proper job is 5.5%. in the bottles, and it really is a good beer, but it always leaves me feeling that there could be a little bit more, you know. And so I thought, let's try this one. It's all green. We've got two different greens and a white on the label. It's a beautiful label, and it's 7.2% alcohol, so that really is a big job. Let's get inside this beer, or outside it, you know. Big job is a big beer, crammed full of as many big and punchy hops as we could get our hands on, packed full of tropical grapefruit and juicy blackcurrant flavours. If a job's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. It's a bottle conditioned beer and contains natural yeast. Pour slowly, leaving the settlement inside. Well, that's very exciting. And also, the ingredients are very, very exciting. Water, malted barley, hops, yeast. That is exactly what we want. We don't want any wheat if we can possibly avoid it. Right, so big job. I mean, here we've got a really beautiful afternoon. It's a blend of light blue sky and a little bit of cloudy haze in the distance. It's not hot. It's very mildly warm, absolutely temperate, beautiful weather for just sitting outside, as my neighbours are doing, soaking up the atmosphere and the frogs laughing, or as my other neighbours are doing, dining al fresco. Now I'm going to do some dinner in a bit, but I'm just in a lazy kind of mood, and I'm enjoying just throwing the dice and seeing what numbers come up and stuff. I just had I had six sixes and a one, and then I had six fives and a two. That was great. Right, so we've got a nice green top, very lime green top with a hop in darker green. It's looking like a very burnished bronze colour. Perfect sort of froth on the top, absolutely perfect. In fact, just take a photo. Really fantastic. Yeah, that's a really nice colour. It gives you the kind of confidence that this is a little bit beyond, which is kind of what I want in a beer like this. There we go. I'll tart that up later on. Right, so, you know, beautiful label. It's got an embossed dark brown bottle, St. Austell. And it's sediment. Yeah, I forgot all about the sediment. So I just poured it straight in. Can't really see any sediment. Can't see it particularly in the beer or in the bottle. It's a little tiny bit more hazy than the proper job. But I'm not afraid of sediment, okay. So let's see. Now this one unusually does have a really good nose. And I've got a very tower kind of glass, so it's not throwing a lot out at me. It's really dark sort of toffee apple. It's giving me loads of kind of toffee apple notes, not like a cider would do at all, but it's coming out of the yeastiness. Right. So it's quite curious because St. Austell beers do a lot of kind of wussy pussy beers, you know, and then they do this proper job. And then having done a proper job, they decided to double it up into a big job. And the big job really is incredibly remarkable in some British bottled beers. I mean, it just doesn't care that it's 7.2%, you know. It's not going to give you any excuses or apologies for that. And I've got this really, I'm going for burnished bronze on this one. And it does have this really deep, almost toffee apple crumble nose, okay? So I guess, you know, I've gone for the Citra as the palest of pale ales. And also this really nice, not quite definable citrus, which is, you know, owes a little bit to lemon, a little bit to grapefruit, but it's so well balanced. You couldn't say, oh, no, I don't like that. It tastes off. Do you know what I mean? It's such a foodie beer. It's excellent with Asian foods. Just cuts straight through them. This one, then, I've chosen because it's so definitive and so alcoholic. So it really packs a punch. Can I tell much difference between a 4.6 Citra and a 7.2% Big Job? They're both very refreshing beers. Yeah, this one has a denser texture. So this is a heavy velvet compared to the other one, sort of light cotton. But I'm not getting any less or more refreshment. It's just they're both glorious long afternoon beers. You know, I want to suggest that you try these beers and you even consider sort of working them into your repertoire. What I'm going to do over the second part of this year is to go to Longman Brewery near Eastbourne in East Sussex, the Hook Norton Brewery in Oxfordshire near Banbury, and the Maldon's Brewery in Sudbury in Suffolk. And I'm going to buy cases of those. So I've got lots of beer in, and then I'm going to supplement with this Big Job and the Citra. That's my plan. And I may have one other that I choose. So that I'm essentially getting myself off shop beers or shops at all. Because I don't want to do shops, you know. And the beautiful thing is that if you buy them from the breweries, although they're not particularly cheap, you won't get them on the kind of offers you do in the supermarket. But you're getting the full range, which is particularly important at, well, all those three breweries, and you won't see, you know, more than one, two, three of those in any shop. And you're taking control, that's the important thing. So that's really important. So this is my third beer today. I had the proper job, then I went on to the Citra Session IPA, and now this one. It's just glorious. It's going to take some time to just enjoy. You know, if you want a beer to last a bit, this one's the one. I mean, it's just made for a long afternoon when you've got nothing that you particularly got to get done. Later on, I shall do some chess study. So yesterday I went to a beer festival and I had 9 different beers. And today at home I've had 3 different beers, and then I'll go on to some Argentine Malbec. About 2, sometimes 3 days a week. I don't do any driving. I have something really beautiful to prepare, you know, for my meal. And I can just relax and enjoy beers or ciders and wines, you know, just for the sheer the sheer hell of it and the sheer joy of living and the sheer joy of beautifully made products, you know. So if I settle on two or just three British bottled beers, they are obviously spectacularly good because I've tried everything. And these are the ones that I think are worthy of my notice. Okay, and the reason I say that is I want you to feel the same way. Try four different beers. Write notes. Do you like them? You know, which ones do you like better? Why? Just constantly ask yourself this about every kind of product that you're consuming, because that's the way to get the best possible enjoyment out of life. And sometimes it will change. You know, one year you'll think, oh, I don't want those two, I want to try something else, that type of thing. But if possible, get yourself to the breweries, have a tour, have a look around, have plenty of boot space in your vehicle, and steal away with, you know, 2, 3, 4 cases of bottled beers. And if you go to particularly Hook Norton, you can get pins and mini pins, so you can buy the beer on a draft version, which is, you know, absolutely incredible. You know, really well made British beer is one of the great culinary delights of the world. In Roman times, people drank as much beer as wine. British beer was hugely, hugely appreciated. And we've never really lost the knack of it. So get out there, see what you can try. You know, some of the shop owns are quite good. But just watch what kind of price you're paying all the time, that's the thing. I think this one is, yes, absolutely the king of British bottled beers. St. Austell Brewery, double IPA, big job, 7.2%.